Continue with Surah Az-Zumar, which is the 39th Surah of the Noble Quran. We now look at verse number 22. The previous verses discussed the condition of the mu'mineen and the kuffar in the hereafter. And now this verse discussed the condition of the hearts of the two groups. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. The one whom Allah opened his heart to the religion of Islam, he is in illumination from his sustainer. The heart of a person is filled with the light of Iman. Now, on the other hand, those people who are deprived of the light of Iman, describing them, Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَوَيْلُّ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Destruction be to those whose hearts have hardened against the remembrance of Allah, because they are not accustomed to taking Allah's name. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. These people are in manifest error. So this verse that we've mentioned makes a distinction between two groups of people, making it clear that those whose hearts are filled with the light of Iman cannot be compared to those whose hearts are hardened. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in various parts of the Noble Quran speaking about the comparison of the two groupings. There are two signs of an expanded heart. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reported that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when a celestial nur enters the heart expands. And the Sahaba asked Nabi Allah, is there any signs that one may recognize? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, there are signs. At-tajafi an daril ghurur wal-inabatu ila daril khulud wal-istidad lil-maut qabla al-nuzul. This narration is in Mishkat, page 446. In which the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the signs of expansion of your heart is that you become detached from this world, the place of deception, and you turn towards Darul Khulud, the home of eternity, and you're prepared for death before it comes upon you. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, destruction for those whose hearts have hardened against Allah's remembrance. These people are in manifest error. Such people are not affected by Allah's remembrance and their hearts are not softened by it. A person whose heart has not opened towards Islam will find it difficult to engage in the remembrance of Allah. The dhikr of Allah is indeed a great boon, which is only appreciated by Allah's chosen servants. Such people taste the sweetness of dhikr, which becomes part of their diet. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that one must engage in much, one must not engage in much talk unless the talk is Allah's zikr. That is so because excessive talking hardens the heart, and the hard-hearted person is most distant from Allah. That narration is in Tirmidhi. Then there's a narration of Abdullah bin Busr radiallahu anhu, narrates that once that a person came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, the injunctions of Islam are too many. It's difficult for me to practice upon every one of them. Show me something that I may remain steadfast on. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, your tongue should remain wet with the remembrance of Allah. Your tongue should remain wet with the remembrance of Allah. Abdullah bin Busr reports that a villager once asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is the best person? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, the person is the one whose life is long and whose deeds are good. The person then inquired about the best deeds and replied that you leave this world antamuta, that you leave this world walisanuka ratbun bidhikrillah, and that your tongue is moist to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the best condition to be in, to be in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah then says, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith. Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed, he has sent down what we can term as the best of speeches. It is the Noble Quran. Allah revealed the best of speech, a book, Kitabam Mutashabian, a book in Indonesian with itself. Kitabam Mutashabian, Mathani, oft repeated, Taqsha'iru minhu juludu alladhina yakhshuna rabbahum. That the hair stands on end on the skin of those who fear their sustainer. So Allah has revealed the most superb book, articulation, a book with subject matter of a similar import, which is often repeated. The word mutashabihan, translated, with subject matter of a similar import, means that all the verses of the Quran are equal in eloquence, each a miraculous masterpiece. Another meaning of mutashabihan is that the verses are interrelated, each one having a bearing on the other, the conforming the veracity of each other. Every part of the Quran invites people towards Tawheed, establishment of Risala, confirming of the advent of Qiyamah and the year after. Then the next part of it is Mathani, oft repeated, meaning the advices and the good counsel of the Noble Quran is repeated. It's mentioned time and again. The subjects are recurring. Another meaning is that the verses of the Quran are often recited by people without them getting bored. Each time they are recited, a verse, a new meaning opens up to that person. تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ Allah Azza wa Jal describes the fundamental qualities of those who read the Quran. And he says that the bodies of those who fear their Rabb shiver with it, with the Noble Quran. That is the effect, the outer effect, that it has that impact that your hair stands on ends. The hair stands on ends. That is the effect on in terms of the body then. ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Then their hearts and their bodies soften towards Allah's remembrance. So these are two exclusive attributes of people who fear Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Anfal, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ The believers are those whom their hearts tremble when Allah is mentioned, and their faith increases when verses are recited to them, and they trust only in their Rabb. ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ يَهْدِي بِهِ مَا يَشَاءُ Allah Azza wa Jal says that this is Allah's guidance with which He guides whoever He wills. There can be no guidance for the person who Allah sends astray. وَمَا يُذِلَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادِ That who Allah sends astray, then that person cannot, there is no guidance for that person. So upon hearing the book of Allah, hearts tremble out of fear, the greatness and the grandeur of the speech. Hands, hair stands on end, skin becomes soft. This means that when fear and awe overtakes a person, then their hearts and bodies, internal and external selves, all submit before the remembrance of Allah. And the remembrance of Allah has a special effect on the souls and the bodies. And this is the condition of those who are strong in their faith and have reached the stage of perfection. If those who are weak in faith have not reached the stage of perfection, go through similar conditions, falling unconscious or screaming out, then this is neither negated by the verse, nor does it indicate anything that a person is superior. There's a hadith in Tirmidhi which states that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has clearly stated that when he was narrating the hadith, he was overcome with such an effect as is described in this verse of the Noble Quran. When divine wisdom, when Allah wills something in someone's favor, then the paths of guidance are open to that person and he's conveyed to the desired destination. As for whom Allah does not guide because of his ill temperament, then who is there who can guide that person? So this is an overview of this very comprehensive verse of the Noble Quran.